genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
It's Free for All Friday, 33 minutes past the hour. My next guest down there, you know, trying to defend the Republic from his perch in the Peach State. Brian Crabtree, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here. Good morning.
You're a peach. How do you like that, huh?
I've been called worse.
Well, sure. Publisher, Talk40.com, contributor to Town Hall as well. So I've got a question for you. I want to go a little bit of a different direction. I don't think we're going to be a third world banana republic, not quickly, if Hillary Clinton wins a week from Tuesday, but we're going to continue that slow slide. But here's my question, Brian. You look at all the scandals following her, and now you see, I mean, every day it's piling up, whether it's Podesta's sister-in-law getting paid off, it's the FBI, the husband whose wife got tons of money for her campaign ends up being the guy in charge of the investigation for Hillary Clinton's emails. How convenient is that? And it just goes on and on and on. Whether it's Russian uranium, it doesn't matter. There's just scandal in every direction. She's going to be a crippled president from day one, so hobbled by scandal. She has no political clout. She'll have no mandate. She hasn't had one of those in years. And it's just not going to be anything workable. And that's funny stuff. Use that for yourself. Anyhow, but I'm serious. I mean, she's not going to have a workable situation.
Yeah, I mean, very good point. She's going to take office and immediately jump right into what we faced with Bill Clinton, perhaps impeachment coming up, because there's going to be more and more that comes out. I mean, there's blood in the water, and the Republican sharks are going to go after it. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, it's not just the Republican sharks. Hell, I'm just had Kucinich here. Dennis Kucinich, the hard left wing, former mayor of Cleveland, former Democratic presidential candidate, hard left guy, saying, look at this uranium deal. He goes, this stinks to high heaven, and so does the Saudi Arabia deal. He's like, this can't fly. You know, and he's a guy who has no love lost for Donald Trump, trust me, but he gets one thing, and this is where I like even the Bernie Sanders or the Kuciniches of the world. At least they understand the rule of law. We don't have to agree on policy, but we agree in America, under the law, we should be equal. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and I said this week on my radio show, and I wrote about this last week in townhall.com. I said, listen, I'm not so much saying that Donald Trump is the savior or that he's going to do anything right, but at least there's hope with Donald Trump. He is from the context of actual breaking the law. I don't see any kind of illegal activity. Maybe we can question character a little bit, if I'm being humble about all this. But a country that can pick someone who has so many skeletons in the closet from a standpoint of taking their public service and their public office and selling it to the highest bidder, if the public can actually do that, then what that means is the people who are simply voting for their own entitlement are now running this country from a standpoint of overpowering the electorate in voting. That is a country in decline, and there is no way to stop it. That's what a Hillary Clinton election means.
Well, you've just defined why true democracies always fail eventually. That's because as soon as the people realize they can vote themselves into the Treasury, the party's over. Once the people realize they can vote themselves a raise and vote themselves into the coffers, the party's over. But see, in a republic, you're supposed to be able to defend yourself from that kind of tomfoolery, from that kind of shenanigan. But here we are, in effect, people voting, you know, because they want free student loans, because they want more Social Security, they want a raise. They want more free this, more free that. And all you vote for, and in effect, it goes right back. And this is, you know, why people like FDR knew you couldn't have public service, public sector unions, because they would vote themselves into the Treasury. Even FDR understood that basic premise. When he was doing all his liberal things, he was smart enough to know that it's all off the rails now when it comes to socialism and the programs and who gets to vote their way in. And you and I, Brian, we get to go to work every day and fund this thing, of course, until they pull your mic plug and mine.
Yeah, that's coming, too, at the direction we're going. I mean, systematically, one by one, they're taking our rights away. And, you mentioned FDR, and speaking of Democrats from many years ago, the original intention, I believe, of the Democrat Party was to heal pain and suffering that perhaps Republicans weren't attentive enough to. You know, giving people a bridge to the future. Now they just enslave them in these entitlements because If people became empowered and had upward mobility and could actually get a job and make more money and climb the ladder, so to speak, they'd become conservative in this environment because the minute you have money and you realize the hard work
you
and
have
responsibility
freedom.
takes to get it and you have freedom, you're right.
Yeah,
you realize that that's under assault by the left.
money doesn't create happiness, make no mistake, but it creates opportunities and options, and people like to have opportunities and options, and there's been nothing that has freed more millions of people in this world, in the history of the world, than economic freedom. Economic freedom, the ability to go do for yourself, choose for yourself. How much money do I want to work 40 hours a week, or do I want to work 60? Do I want to build a business, or do I want to work for that guy's business? Economic freedom is the foundation of liberty itself, in my estimation. And that's why if you go back and you look at the foundations of this country, the underpinnings, it was based on economic freedom first and foremost in many different areas, Brian.
Yeah, and we don't have as much economic freedom. In some cases, I'd argue none at all. I run a couple of businesses aside from media, and I spend all of my time in bureaucratic, government, crammed-down, Dodd-Frank paperwork. It makes you just want to eat nails. And most small business owners would tell you that if they had a platform to say it to thousands of people, that they're just becoming demoralized because they can't do what they love in their business anymore for having to fill in the blanks for corporate government-type paperwork. And it's becoming a compliance and robotic society. And that has been really amped up under the Obama administration. Two laws in particular, Obamacare and Dodd-Frank. If Donald Trump did nothing else but repeal both of those, replace Obamacare with something better, it would help the economic freedom of the millions of small business in America that are currently being choked by the regulation.
Absolutely. I'm going to hand out a homework assignment right now to the listeners. It's pretty simply this. Go look up Adam Smith, who wrote The Wealth of Nations. He also wrote The Theory of Moral Sentiments, which he said basically people are self-interested, which is what motivates economic freedom, but naturally inclined to help others, which is true, especially here in America. So understand who Adam Smith is and one of the founding fathers of this country. And then look up Hazlitt is the guy's name, Hazlitt, Economics in One Lesson. It's a simple book. It's a couple hundred pages. Read it. You will understand. You will be able to have conversations with your liberal friends and tie ropes around their little brains and say, here's how it works and why it works and why your theories don't work now and never have. Economics in One Lesson. It's an easy book. You should read it. Brian, I mean, everybody thinks that Hillary Clinton's probably going to win. I'm not so sure, because what I'm seeing on this end is this upheaval with Obamacare is really costing Hillary Clinton votes and confidence in key swing states. What are you seeing from your perspective?
I think the polls, again, I think this is a Brexit type of year. We saw what happened in the UK. I think it's going to happen perhaps in this election. I think the polls are not far off, but I think they're off enough that the margin of error swings it toward Trump's favor. So if Trump's down by 5 or 6 walking into Tuesday the 8th, maybe he loses. But if it's like the Fox News poll that came out where he's down by 3, and in key swing states, we've had some polls yesterday, Ohio, he's up by 4, up by 2 in Florida, tightening in Pennsylvania.
And North Carolina, yep.
Yeah, in North Carolina. If he's in the margin of error in those states, I think he brings it home. He wins all the Romney states. All the talking about he's going to lose Georgia, he's not losing Georgia. This is a red state, and you're really talking about a poll by the AJC, which is one of the more liberal-focused papers in America.
Sure.
And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of our paper here. I don't think they do a good job. The organization that owns them is a great company, but I don't think they really have a connection to the voters of Georgia.
My daughter is from Georgia, lives there now north of Atlanta, and if that happened, I'd be down there to talk to her personally if something went wrong there. Brian, I got to let you run, my friend.
All right.
Good talking good to you
here.
As always.
Thank you.
Brian Crabtree, everybody. You can find him online on Twitter, every place else. It's Free For All Friday.